The red pill journey often leads men to nihilism. Red pill is here to help them search for a different purpose after they have interpreted the meaning of their own lived experiences. Though this search does not always succeed, when they arrive after whatever experience brought them here, they listen to other men. They then decide whether what others say applies to them and why they are here. Their conclusions may be, yeah, that's exactly it. No, actually it was this. And if I try this, I think I'll be okay. Nothing will ever work for me. You're all just coping. It's my face. It's just me. I'll never be loved. An acknowledgement that this could be true. Ultimately, they face a range of potential paths. They may make a final choice to never get up or to rope max. They might crash out as isolated individuals or as part of a collective revolution. Alternatively, they could keep grinding and scraping by, perhaps enduring a Great Depression as single lonely men. Conversely, the economy might avoid a depression, leaving them financially stable as individuals, yet still lonely and without a wife or family. This last part is key. For the majority, finding a wife and children cannot be depended on as a certainty. Finally, there is a possible alternative. 1 million of these men could combine their resources, for example, pooling $100 each to amass $100 million per month. Such a sum could purchase 50,000 acres to build a small, gated city where they could simply relax in luxury until their lives end. This hypothetical outcome is an attempt to prevent a violent revolution that would impose on the rights of others, a scenario in which men, women, and children would be slaughtered. If this plan is unsuccessful, the only alternative presented would be to dramatically increase the defensive capability of women so they can ensure these men can never oppress them. With the help of other men, these women would be given advanced, specially designed armored suits. However, the argument posits that women are lazy and dislike hard work. It suggests they would even pretend to like incels to avoid the responsibility of dealing with the reality they created by rejecting men and turning them to violence. This would create a sort of false traditional resurgence where incels end up with wives who are essentially whores, leaving the real losers as the men who just wanted to live alone rather than live with such a woman. Therefore, in the end, the advanced technology is really for those latter men to either live free or in advanced armored combat, take as many of their opponents with them to the grave as they possibly can.